joining me on the phone now, I have Sandra Irwin-Gowran from the Gay and Lesbian Equality Network. Good afternoon, Sandra. How are you?
Hi, Mark. How are you doing? I'm very well, thanks.
We're great here. Thanks very much for joining us this afternoon, Sandra. I know you've had a busy morning running around, were you?
Yeah, but delighted to be here. I was over in the Dublin Castle at the launch of Safer Internet Day 2015. So really good stuff there around safe use of the internet for children and young people, which is not unrelated to why you have me on.
Absolutely,
today.
Indeed. Yeah. Sandra, last week, Minister for Education, Jan O'Sullivan, launched the first primary teacher's resource on homophobic bullying. People might be a bit shocked to learn that this is something that's required in primary schools.
It is. About 2 years ago, the Department of Education updated their procedures for schools.
Yeah.
In relation to anti-bullying and what's required of schools in relation to bullying. And so that update of policy basically applied to every school in the country.
Yeah.
So primary and post-primary schools. And it requires all schools to have a fully up-to-date anti-bullying policy in the school, so they know what to do if there's bullying happens.
Yeah.
And the whole focus on that was around prevention and preventing all kinds of bullying, including bullying that would be based around prejudice or kind of identity. And within that, of course, you have homophobic bullying. So somebody being bullied because their brother or sister is gay or lesbian, because they're perceived to be gay or lesbian, because their parent is gay or lesbian, for example, or a girl who's too boyish or a boy who's too girlish, and that kind of bullying. So, you know, we all know, most of us who are in contact with children know that that kind of stuff goes on.
Yeah.
at primary level. And what this resource is trying to do is trying to give teachers the tools to try and prevent those kind of situations happening, and when they do happen, to try and deal with them respectfully, you know.
Yeah, well, absolutely, because I'd imagine, you know, we're in an age now where we have same-sex marriage, we have same-sex couples, and they're adopting children, or they're having children through other means or whatever. And I suppose for those children, schooling doesn't change. The schoolyard could always be a harsh place, and I suppose it's very important that, you know, the teachers are trained and well able to handle any rising situation. Because I think we've gone from where, you know, kids might just use a derogatory term or a derogatory homophobic term just as a laugh, or they don't know any better. The world has kind of changed now, where you will have kids who understand, or they may be learning at home different homophobic things, I suppose. And I suppose it is important that the schools and the teachers know how to deal with this and nip it in the bud as quick as they can.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, children, you know, from a very young age start to use that, you know, that book is gay, or that's a gay song or something like mm-hmm. that, and they use it in a disrespectful way.
Yeah.
And a lot of times they don't know actually what the word gay means, and so it is about trying to educate children in the use of language and not to use language that could be hurtful to somebody else who hears it. And, you know, it's also, I suppose, the case that we know that the most common age that people become aware of their sexual orientation is around 12 years of age.
Yeah.
So you're talking, you know, that's sixth class in primary school. So it is actually something that's quite important that you begin the conversation or you begin the dialogue with children at an early age about how they can be respectful towards other people. Because, and as you said yourself, there are children in primary schools who have lesbian or gay parents, and for whom, you know, their family life is just their family life, and it's normal for them. And so it is important that they have that normality reflected back to them by the teacher and within the classroom. So really the resource is just trying to give some suggestions to teachers as to how they can talk positively about things that the children are already raising, you know. So children, you know, they come out with, they're very honest. The younger they are, yeah, the more honest they are.
Absolutely.
And they, you know, they will come out with things like, you know, why does Connor have two mammies, or why mm-hmm. is Sarah acting like a boy? And it's trying to give teachers the tools or the language to be able to address those questions in such a way that the children, whether it's Connor or Sarah or whoever yeah. it is protected and safe and feels that they belong and are welcomed and respected and all of that kind of thing. And, you know, we named the resource Respect, because that's what it is trying to do, is trying to create and make sure the classrooms are respectful, safe environments for every child.
Yeah, and, you know, a long way to continue. The way I pay, I suppose, sometimes nowadays, there's an awful lot of pressure on teachers these days, and, you know, the more skills they have, the better. But I'm wondering, you know, In society, there are still lots of people who just don't accept homosexuality. They don't accept gay people being gay as a right. How do you think you know if you've got children coming from an environment where they're totally homophobic environments, how is that going to kind of change the dynamic in the classroom? Is it going to become just one of these other things that's just going to become hugely difficult for teachers to handle?
Yeah, and I mean, there are, thankfully, there's only, there's not too many who still don't accept that, yeah. you know, homosexuality is a normal sexual orientation in the same way as heterosexuality yeah. is. So thankfully those numbers are smaller, but mm-hmm. like there are very clear instructions from the Department of Education to say that all schools have a duty of care to all children, to say that all schools have to have an anti-bullying policy that addresses issues like homophobic and transphobic bullying, and that all schools should be doing stuff like education measures mm-hmm. that would encourage respectful relationships throughout the school community. So, I mean, really, I think, you know, the parents as well, you know, should be brought in on the conversation around yeah. this. And, you know, I'm not sure I would know of any parent who would want their child to be subjected to disrespectful behavior by yeah. anybody. And so it is about trying to bring parents into the, I suppose, equation, and make sure that they understand that actually measures like this are measures that support every child, including their own child. And of course, you know, every parent has a right to remove their child from any aspect of the curriculum that they don't agree with, you know, and that is a parent's right, and nobody would want to interfere with that, you know. But I suppose you would hope to, certainly I would hope to always try and provide supportive tools for teachers, because, like, you know, what you said there, yeah. I do think that teachers are very, very busy people,
yeah.
and they have all the different issues to deal with, mm-hmm. and so our approach has always been to how can we help teachers do the stuff that they have to do in as easy way as possible. And that's kind of how the guide is written out. It's just like, okay, this question comes up for you. Here's some suggestions as to how you might address it. And if you want to do further work, here's some other stuff that you can access or look at. Yeah.
Does it affect, Sandra, does it, the vast majority of schools in this country are still what we would consider to be Catholic schools? And, you know, I know that the Catholic Church is coming along with regards to homosexuality and lesbianism and all of this stuff. Have you met with any kind of resistance from that kind of board of management area? Because a lot of the the schools are still technically what you would call Catholic schools. Has that been a difficulty for you?
No, I mean, I've been working with Glenn on education stuff like for about 8 years now, and I have very positive working relationships with many of the school management bodies, and so, you know, we have engaged with them around materials that we have developed before, and many of them have been very very positive in that engagement. And like many schools actually that have a Catholic ethos, yeah, some of them are the trailblazers in terms of the really positive education work that they do, and many of them would use their ethos actually as a reason why they would engage with issues, yeah, like homophobic bullying. There are still a small number, you know, who will kind of, mm-hmm, use their school ethos in the opposite way, and they'll use their school ethos to say, well, the Catholic Church, the official Catholic Church, yeah, says this. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, I have to say, in my experience, the opposite has been the case, and people would say, well, yeah, there's the official Catholic Church, but actually there's the real lived, yeah, church life in practice, which is about, you know, loving your neighbour and respect and all that kind of stuff. And for the most part, most schools would follow that. Now, that's not to say, Mark, that there isn't confusion,
yeah,
in some schools, and in a lot of cases, schools and teachers kind of don't know, oh, if I do this, am I stepping over that line, and will this raise trouble with my board of management? And so there is a very clear role there for boards of management to actually take a leadership position on issues such as this, and to give the nod to their schools to say, we want to be proactive around addressing this issue.
Absolutely. Well, I think, to be honest with you, Sandra, I think anything that just makes children's lives easier and makes schooling easier for that, and I know this is, as you say, it comes under the heading of homophobic bullying, but bullying in general, as long as we're tackling that for young children especially, because the knock-on effects, as we've seen the results of it too many times now, and I think any initiative to challenge bullying and stop bullying in any shape or form, it has to be applauded and welcomed.
Absolutely, yeah, I couldn't agree more with you. You know, I mean, school, as I say, school days have changed an awful lot from when I was in primary school. You know, most kids now really love school, yeah, they love going to primary school, maybe changed a little bit in secondary, but yeah, I mean, I think that's really great, and so I think that schools are doing a great job, and this is just trying to help them continue to do that job and to look at maybe an issue that they haven't really looked at before.
Yeah. Yeah, and of course, I mean, the kids nowadays, they have access to so much more information than we ever had. So they're a lot cleverer and they're a lot smarter. And as I said, now I started by saying, you know, some people might be surprised that something like this is needed in primary school, but you know, kids of primary school age now are a lot smarter than we were when we were in primary school, and they've a lot more education, and they're exposed to a lot more information and a lot more stuff through TV and internet and all. So They can take this information in, and they can live with it, and you know, hopefully, you know, they can grow then. And if we have something like a homophobic family, wouldn't it be great to have a kid, a 10-year-old or 11-year-old, going home to his dad and say, you know what, Dad, that's not right.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. That often, children are often influenced by their family, but equally they can influence their families as well. Yeah, in a positive way.
Yeah. Well, Sandra, listen, it's been great talking to you. Thanks very much for coming on and having a chat with us. And we shall keep an eye with interest on developments and going forward, because as I say, I think anything that stops any kind of bullying of children has to be applauded and welcomed.
Okay, listen, thanks very much, Mark. Happy to talk to you. Thanks very much.
No, thank you, Sandra. I hope to talk to you again soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye.